podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is the Manchester United Redcast. It's back for this season by Ladbrokes.
Hello and welcome to the Manchester United Redcast with me, Chris Curley. I've been a while, but I'm back this week with Andrew Mann for a Mancunian special.
How do you do?
Are you mad for it?
I'm absolutely mad for it.
All right, great, fantastic. This is what we'll talk about all the way through, because we're fed up with all Southern Reds.
Softies.
Coming, those Cockney Reds coming in here, telling us telling us that. Never been. No. All they did was watch it on the telly.
That's it.
Thanks for listening this week. I should tell you that Redcast is sponsored by Ladbrokes. So for any details you want on some offers, go to bet.unitedredcast.net. And that's the official promotion bit out of the way. Let's talk football.
Has your sofa come yet?
No. See, this is a thing that my sofa hasn't come yet. I'm sat on a leather armchair watching the games. I won't have... They don't need the... No, they do, actually, because they've been really late. Sophology. I got caught up with the Owen Wilson advert.
I reckon they're a sponsor of some football team, some old, someone like Yeovil Town or something.
You reckon?
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to be... Listen, we'll see if it turns up. It's meant to come before the cup final.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll be lounging on the cup final, because those extortionate ticket prices at Wembley...
Well, Ladbrokes are going to give us some, aren't they?
So, yeah, no, I think we've been promised that, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah. That's
the guy,
good.
The producer of the podcast have said...
That's it. Mr. Yeah. Mike Lee, we're just putting it out there for you, Mike.
No, he knows, though.
Chris
knows.
And I would like a couple of seats, seeing we knock Tottenham out.
None of that restricted view nonsense.
None of the restricted view, yeah.
It's been... It's been what a week in for United. Another interesting week with the game against Brighton, and of course Sir Alex Ferguson's illness over the weekend, which was obviously a worry to us all. But good news is he is feeling much better by local reports that he actually woke up after the surgery, and his first question he asked was, "How did Doncaster get on?"
Very good, and they got beat
1-0.
There you go.
Yeah, they got beat 1-0 on Saturday. We'll talk about a bit more about that and the football world's reaction to that. But the first thing, we have to talk the football, and we have to talk United on Friday night against Brighton Hove Albion. It was, I think, and there's been some shockers, Newcastle, West Brom, the worst display of the season so far.
Yeah, correct. I don't know whether they've gone on holiday in the mind or pre-Wembley game, I'm not sure, but... Bloody awful.
Well, he changed the team, and he obviously Lukaku was out, and he put Rashford up front, and he blamed Martial and Rashford, and he came out of the press conference once again and said, "Now you know why Lukaku always plays."
Yeah.
I mean, is that the right thing? What kind of pressure is that putting on those young boys? Is he just trying to, one, get Martial out of the club somehow, and two, putting undue pressure on someone this time last year he was calling basically our messiah?
Absolutely, yeah. Difficult one, Chris, because like I say, using Lukaku as a guy is, you know, I think he feels as though it's like, you know, they play Sanchez every game as well, isn't it? Of course, not that game.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's got this formula where those two do appear on the name sheet before probably everyone else. And De Gea, you know.
I mean, I just watched the game again and was like, how are we trying to score a goal? It didn't look like there was any particular patterns of play, any real relationships on the pitch. I mean, earlier on in the season, talking about it on here, you watch how Liverpool play, you know how they're going to score.
Yeah.
Same for City, same for Tottenham.
Yeah.
I don't know how United are planning to score a goal, apart from maybe two things. One is a far post cross from Ashley Young to Lukaku.
Yeah.
Or if we're really desperate, Marouane Fellaini at the far post. Everything's far post related.
Yes.
Or, and then you blame Martial and Rashford.
For not scoring.
And when they do score, he takes them out of the team.
Yeah.
So when Rashford got two against Liverpool, he was dropped.
The week after.
I mean, what's...
It's not a confidence boost, is it? You know, I mean, I'm just hoping that... I mean, I'm a big fan of Martial, but I don't think he gets enough time. And the last games I have seen him play, he looks like he's not interested. So I don't know whether the writing's on the wall there, whether he's going, whether he's had words.
I think he wants him to go. No. I think he wants him to go. He doesn't trust him. He doesn't have faith in him. I think United fans that I've spoken to are concerned by that, because they all know he's got the capabilities of being a top player.
Absolutely.
And if you're Anthony Martial, why are you going to be bothered about whether Jose rejects you? You just look at Kevin De Bruyne and Mo Salah and go, yeah, fine.
I'll go somewhere else.
I'll go somewhere else and I'll be great, because you don't have faith in me and trust in me.
Yeah.
And That's a great... I think Pogba could think the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're just a very moody team.
Yeah.
With the characteristics and personality of our manager.
Yeah.
Because he's incredibly moody.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a little bit frustrated with the style of football we're playing at the moment this season in those certain games where they really need something bad to happen for them to start playing anything like decent.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how many games have we gone one down and then come back and won, you know, this year? There's a few, isn't there?
There's probably a few, but there's a lot of games where we just lost the first goal, you know, Huddersfield,
yeah.
Newcastle,
yeah.
West Brom.
And never came back.
Yeah, there's a malaise in the attacking side of the pitch whereby they're still not ruthless enough. They're immature. They think another chance is going to happen. They don't start games quick enough.
No.
They don't start games with an intensity that we're going to kill you off. It goes to 1-0, and they don't go for that second goal.
Chelsea was another one, wasn't it?
Chelsea was another one.
1-0 down.
I mean, it took 2-1. Them 2-0 down in the derby.
Yep.
To start doing something. I mean, that was actually my birthday, the derby.
Oh.
And I was ill in bed with tonsillitis. And I thought, if City beat us here and win the title, this is like the worst.
Oh, it was, yeah.
This would have been worse than the birthday number 37 when I had to look after the cast of Geordie Shore in Australia. I promise you, that was horrendous.
Why, aye, man?
But because of our second half performance, that was still my worst birthday.
Yeah.
This was my second worst birthday. Because even when Smalling scored, and I was talking to my mate Darren in Manchester via text during the first half, and you could tell how annoyed he was getting by his lack of spelling. And he just gave up. One thing I could decipher was how much he just doesn't rate Chris Smalling.
Right,
and then, of course, Smalling scores the winner.
Go, yeah.
And I'm there in my duvet, wrapped up on my leather chair because I haven't got my sofa.
And there you go.
I'm like, Smalling! 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 Smalling!
Sore throat.
That was me on my birthday, number 42. I know, I look younger, sound younger. It's fine, you don't have to say it, dear listener. So, the derby, they underperformed until when it had to. The semi-final, they went a goal behind and obviously came back. This is just the characteristics of this team. Are we worried about that?
I like to think that Mourinho's plan is, let's see what they're doing.
Right.
It's a dangerous one.
Yeah, go. I'll let you go with this, Andrew. Go on with it.
Let's see what they're doing and then we'll come back and beat them. That's that's what it seems, you know. I mean, the games of two halves is that famous old cliche, football cliche. But they are. The first half, it's almost like a game of chess and see what's happening. Then second half, they go at them where they think the gap is or where they're weakest or whatever.
I'm just a bit depressed with it at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know, you watch the other... I think it's about because you watch all the other sides play more attractive football. And it's like, we're just boring.
Do you think so? I don't think we're boring.
Do you not think we're boring?
No. I think there's times where we play shit, and that's not boring, they're just crap.
I think we play too slow.
We do play slow.
I think that's what I mean. We
were used to very fast football, remember, when we played with wingers. And
but even the balls coming back, you know, watch how subtle things, this is me maybe overthinking it, but subtle things like you watch where how many times United players receive the ball and they're stood still when they get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many times the ball when Smalling and whoever's alongside him this week passes the ball across the back four, but slowly, and they pass it onto his wrong foot, so they're not stepping into it.
Yeah.
It's those fractions of a second. And then look what City do. When they're running onto the ball, it's always in front of them, it's always moving, it's fluid. And we are not fluid.
Are you becoming a closet blue?
No, I just, you know what? I'm just envious.
What? And they're not Manchester. Is it the management? Is it the football?
No,
is it the players?
It's Pep's football. It's just incredible. And no one has been able to beat it for 10 years. And it's not Manchester City football. It's got nothing to do with Manchester City Football Club. Nothing, the way they play football. It's Pepchester City.
Yeah.
Right? It's all about how Pep plays football. It's all how Reinus Michels told Johan Cruyff. It's all how Johan Cruyff told Guardiola. And he's gone through and he's does what he does and uses part. I mean, he's created 12 men on the pitch because he's made the goalkeeper a footballer. The goalkeeper is worth two players in a Pepchester side. So I'm just frustrated because we should be aspiring to play that kind of football. Now, that is never going to happen with Jose Mourinho. But I would argue that if we hadn't made the cup final and had the performances that we had, I think he'd be under quite a lot of pressure right now.
Yeah.
Do you think if he doesn't win the cup final, would there be any grounds? How would you deal with a United fan who said they should get rid of Mourinho if he didn't win the cup final?
I'd tell him to shut up. Really would. I'll
give you his number. We all know
who
it is.
Yeah, well, we know a few of them, don't we? We do know a few of them. I think I'd just unhook myself from his blog. I think Mourinho needs to bring some of his team in. And we're still playing with the Dutchman's bit of bits here and there that have got to go. And I think, will this be third season or fourth?
This is his second season right now.
So next year, third season. I think that is a make or break for, it's got to go further in the Champions League. We've got to turn up, we've got to buy some new signings. And we've got to make a proper bid. If we come second this year.
Well, I think it's massive improvement. I think you look on paper and like 5 years' time, we'll go, you know what, that was a real progress season. Went from sixth to second, maybe we'll win the FA Cup. That looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It looks great on Mourinho's CV. However, we're going through a five-year transition period.
Yeah.
Personalised by Marouane Fellaini being at the football club. And then we all hear that he's talking to...
Are you a fan of Fellaini?
I enjoy Fellaini on two occasions on a football pitch. One, last 10 minutes when we need a goal and you lump it up to him.
Yeah.
Fun. I don't mind his elbows flying. Fun. Yeah. Second thing, when we're 4-0 up and he comes on in midfield trying to play silky football and he chests it down and looks like Zidane. That's when I enjoy him playing football for us.
Yeah.
But he is the personification of everything that's been wrong the last 5 years of our signing policy, of our method of football.
Yeah.
And he's out of contract. I've not met one United fan who thinks we should desperately keep him. And he's got a chance to get rid of him. And he comes out after he scores against Arsenal. Again, lump it up, far post, header, whatever. And says, we want to keep him. Right? And I'm going, this is your chance to let him go. This is your chance to move on. This is your chance to have your own team. Let Marouane free. Fly, Marouane, fly. Go. Yeah, I'll drive you to the airport, man.
I'm a bit of a fan. I don't know why.
Why are you a fan of Fellaini?
I don't know.
I'll tell everybody that you're wearing shades right now.
And looking like Roy Orbison.
I'm like Roy Orbison. Maybe you're blind. Maybe you're blind to Marouane's ability on a football pitch.
Maybe
why do you
I
like
am.
Him? Where do you like him?
I like him because he actually sort of puts the boot in a bit.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
And I don't think we've got many players that do really put the boot in.
Is it enough worth keeping him, though?
Probably not. But he saved us on so many bloody
occasions.
I know,
but isn't that just a sad way to go down?
It is. It's not good enough to play for Manchester United.
I enjoy it if we're playing a practical joke on everybody else.
Yeah.
And he plays. I think that's funny. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But to come out and rely on him. I mean, there were times in the Brighton game, right, where he came so deep and we just slowed everything down while he organised his feet.
Yeah.
The man can't pass the ball.
No, he's
He just can't pass it. And what surprised me, for so long, he didn't get a rollicking to get himself up front. It was quite clear Marcus wasn't holding the ball up.
Yeah.
Because Fellaini, if he was a number nine, can be unplayable if Sam Allardyce is your manager.
Yeah, or Moyes.
Or even Moyes at Everton.
Yeah.
And of course, he always was reticent to play him as a centre forward because that's what'll happen, just lump the ball up to him.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of Marouane bashing.
I like him. I like his hair.
A man is more than a haircut.
He is.
As we both discussed earlier.
Have you seen his twin brother?
Yes.
He's got an identical twin brother, Marouane Fellaini.
That's good. I always think it's disappointing when twins aren't identical.
I know.
Even like when boys and girls, it's like, you're not really a twin, are you? It should be another word for it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't there? Really, don't you think? Even the engineers are nodding. He agrees. It's only me and you, so we're going to get involved tonight.
I think we should go through our team because you're very knowledgeable, Chris.
Okay.
And I think staying or going.
Let's do it. Okay, David De Gea, player of the year, 3 times out of the last 4.
Might
keep him?
Might keep hold.
I mean, that just says it all, really, though, doesn't it? Your goalkeeper. And even the players voted him goalkeeper. How thick are footballers? That just proves how thick footballers are. Vote your keeper. Because I'm going to go, what the hell are you doing all year?
Yeah.
You've gone, thanks very much for getting me out of that jam at Arsenal, in Seville, wherever. Thanks very much. Yeah. We're not going to notice you lot, why you didn't So stupid, aren't they? They're so stupid. Oh.
Go on, go on.
Okay, Valencia.
Staying.
But we need a right back.
We do.
Okay, I'm going to do
Where will he play?
Who?
Where will Valencia go?
No, we keep Valencia. We're only going to need two right backs, aren't we?
Right, okay.
We're going to need two. We're going to two for every position.
All right, okay.
Let's do it that way.
Yeah.
Left back is Ashley Young.
Going.
Ooh, why?
I think he's had his day, Ash.
He's been good this season. He's probably been the best, most consistent outfield player this year.
But he loses the ball a lot as well.
No, we had Ashley. It's very hard carrying Mo Salah in your pocket all season.
True, and he did.
Yeah. We need a left back, so Shaw's going to go. Blin's going to go.
Yeah. What about the Italian, Demian?
Oh, I can't bear him. Right. I mean,
doesn't seem to do a lot for me.
What does he do? I mean, he had a great first game. I was at it. He played very well, and I've seen him good play for Italy. But the man can't cross a ball.
No.
He gets vertigo if he gets over halfway line.
Yeah.
Centre-half, Smalling.
Ooh. I think they'll keep Smalling. Don't know why.
Yeah, I think they'll
keep him. Keeping an English...
Phil sort. Jones?
Gotta go. Back to Blackburn.
Oh, you want to send him that far back?
Yeah, definitely.
I'd have sent him to, like, Everton. Which, that's where we'd put everybody out to pasture, isn't it?
Everton or West Brom.
Okay, Lindelof.
Not sold on him yet.
No, he hasn't done it, has he?
No, first season, though.
First season, but I think we all
expect
him.
I'm not sure whether
more.
Mourinho's that keen on him.
Eric Bailly.
Gets injured too much. And he turns off.
He's a monster, though. He's a monster.
He's a monster, but he forgets.
It's that coming over the hill. It's Eric Bailly. Come on. He's a monster. I love Eric Bailly.
Yeah. He's not done enough for me.
No, but he makes me want to watch Gladiator afterwards. You don't really get involved. I love Eric Bailly.
Yeah.
Love him. Love him.
I'm getting worried about him and everybody.
I just want to.
No wonder you haven't got a sofa.
I just get buried in his arms, wouldn't I? Just get wrapped up. Just because you'd be safe. You know you'd be safe.
Yeah.
You know, if there was like a just.
He does switch off, though.
No, but you're like, if I was on the coach, the players know it was going to crash, I'd go to Bailly, get him, protect me straight away.
I think you've got a love thing with Bailly.
Got a massive thing for Bailly. Massive.
Go on.
Michael Carrick, sadly, is leaving us. Matic, I think, has probably been player of the year outside.
Brilliant. Thank you, Chelsea.
Yeah. Herrera.
I like Herrera. He's a little wind-upper. He's a winder.
You like the wind-up merchants. We've realised that.
I do like
that.
That
just
Herrera.
Proves how Mancunian you are from
Salfordian.
Salfordian. That's a massive difference, gentlemen.
There is.
Ladies and gentlemen. you don't want to go to Salford.
No, we've got a church. No, we've got a cathedral.
You've got a cathedral.
And we've got a university.
I did a funeral at that cathedral. As head altar boy.
Did you?
I did, yeah. It was our local parish priest, Father Chang, died. God bless him.
Father Chang.
Everyone, I mentioned his name.
Was he a drug dealer?
It's so funny to everybody that Father Chang exists as a Chinese priest. Whenever I've said this over the years, but Father Chang died. It was a very sad day. And I was head altar boy, and we had it at the Salford Cathedral because the diocese is a very big thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And on the door on the confessional, it wrote Father Curley, which is my obvious surname. And Mr. Watmo had said to me, they promoted you already.
Fantastic.
So for 2 years, I was going to be a priest.
No. Yeah. And?
I decided the money wasn't right.
No, that's right.
You know, decided...
Not much prospects, funerals and weddings, isn't it?
No, but, you know, you can manage your own day.
Go and see a granny in church and shake her hand.
Yeah, this is going down a dangerous route now. Yeah. Let's call Spotlight. I did look at the credits for that. Yeah. I'm just saying. We weren't on it, thankfully. Okay. Where were we on the footballers? Who's left? Midfield. We've done Midfield, Herrera. I think Herrera's a wind-up merchant, yes, but he's had a very poor season.
Okay. Mata.
Oh, I can't run, man.
I love Mata, though. I absolutely... What an intelligent football.
Do you harbour after, like... True, but do you, like, miss the Ron Atkinson
team? I'd like to cuddle him, like, sit him on my knee.
I think Andrew and I are confessing our...
And talk about his art and philosophy that he likes.
You'd look like a ventriloquist dummy, the pair of you two. If one Mata was sat on your knee, you wearing no shades.
There you go.
Britain's Got Talent is a yes from me.
I think Mata's a great footballer, but I think he's not done it
this year, though, Andrew.
He's had him on and off, though, hasn't he?
He's played a lot. I think he's played a lot.
You don't rate Mata?
He's neat. He's a neat footballer, but he hasn't got anything special about him. When you're playing for Man United at the top level, he's very neat. He's very tidy.
Yeah.
But is he going to get us out of a particular jam? He hasn't this year. The man can't run. He can't get away from anyone. He can't run. He writes a lovely blog, and he's the kind of thing, you know, you take him home to your mother from Manchester, lovely girl from Withinshaw, would bring Juan home.
Yeah.
And you'd be very pleased with him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And he looks great in an old retro top from 1983.
He does.
Right. So, but apart from that, It wouldn't bother me if you left.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
Martial.
Go.
Oh, I got to keep
him. I'd like him to stay.
I want him to stay. Sanchez. Like
stay.
Ooh. Ooh.
First season.
Yeah, but has his arrival impacted detrimentally on Martial and Rashford?
Don't know.
You don't think so?
Don't know. Well, he's played him every game, hasn't he?
He has played him, but they were doing all right on that left-hand side. They were getting goals and they were getting assists. I mean, was he really the answer to that problem in January?
He's a worker bee, though, isn't he? He didn't stop.
He did in the semi-final. He was very good.
Stop,
no, he was a worker bee.
Yeah, yeah.
He was very good in the semi.
Yeah. And a great goal.
Great goal, great header. I think we've got a lot more to come from him.
Yeah.
And hopefully he'll do it against Chelsea. So, yeah, we'll keep Alexis, mainly because he's going to cost a fortune to get rid. Marcus Rashford.
Stay.
Yeah, he's got to stay. This is enlightening chat for you all. You're making your list here right now. You're ticking everybody off. And finally, Romelu Lukaku.
Stay.
Yeah, he's got to stay. I think, you know, his job was to replace Zlatan's goals. Zlatan got 28. Lukaku's got 28.
Yeah.
I think he's come on with his play outside the box in the second half of the season.
He is. He's. I'd like him to...
He's going to get better.
I hope so.
He's going to get better. So we've done our stays and goes in the first half of the United Redcast. Join us after this very short break with me, Chris Curley, and Andrew Mann to talk about the rest of the season, which is nearly, nearly over. This is the Manchester United Redcast. It's back for this season by Ladbrokes. Welcome back to the Manchester United Redcast with me, Chris Curley, and Andrew Mann. If you listen to the first half, I've hoped you've ticked off the names of the Manchester United squad. Who's staying? Who's going in? Man United player bingo.
I want to do now, though?
What do you want to do now?
I want to know who you would bring in and get rid of the other places that you've got gaps.
Who I want to sign?
Who you'd like, yeah, yeah.
I think
because I haven't got a clue.
I think it's really tricky. I tell you the type of players we need. That might help. We definitely need a right back who can get up and down the pitch. We definitely need a left.
Yeah,
go on. We definitely need a left back who can do the same thing.
I thought we bought one.
Yeah, but you don't pick him.
No.
And, you know, he doesn't play a game and he's like a collapsible balloon. Ball just drops out of shape.
The fat
really
fullback.
Luke Shaw.
Yeah.
I think we need a centre-half who can pass the ball. And you can pass it.
I'd like to hear some names, Chris. You must be...
I'm coming back to the names.
Okay, good.
The World Cup we'll buy our new Carrick Poborski. Yeah. We need a midfielder to replace Carrick. So I've got a name for that.
Go on.
I like the look of... there's a few names. Ruben Neves at Wolves would be a cheaper punt, but he's got ability. He's a potential Champions League player, I think, from what I've seen of him.
I've not seen any of him.
He's tasty. He might have to do a year in the Premier League with Wolves first, but we should look out for him.
Yeah.
Then I would look. My first choice, if I could get him, would be Toni Kroos at Real Madrid.
Collins is the same. Toni Kroos this, Toni Kroos that.
What?
Don't see it.
You don't see it?
No. Two seasons ago, yeah.
Maybe. I just don't know. I think
that Madrid team's got some right chinks out of it. It's.
Well, it still
it's
needs
like
to beat.
A jigsaw, you know.
It still needs to beat Liverpool.
Oh, that must have.
I mean,
that just
can't happen.
No.
That just can't happen. Viva Ronaldo, everybody.
We've
got one man on the inside playing for us that day. we need him. We desperately need a six. The idea of six.
I know.
Makes me feel. I think I have to reevaluate my whole life goals. Because I thought, by the time I die, I didn't want anything apart from more European Cups than Liverpool. And I figure that we're three. They're five. That's doable the next 30 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm only giving myself till 72. Sorry, mother. You won't mind because you'll be gone anyway. So I've got 30 years to win three European Cups. In the last 40, we've won two. So it's tight, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're not going to win four if Liverpool win in May in Kiev.
No, no.
I don't know what I'm going to do, folks. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I think the journey will knacker them up, the Scousers.
Could well do.
They can't find anything to throw at the coaches when they get there. So.
Easy. Easy. Don't go all Salford on us now, tearing the place up. Oh, it'll be a fight. Who else would I sign? I think we need a wide player who can get past the fullback. So, I mean, I would have said this time last year, Gareth Bale, but he's just not stayed fit. His stats are good when he plays, but he's just not staying fit. Then I think you look at people like, I mean, it's tough. It's really tough to find. There's a lot of talk about the lad at Lazio, Milikos Savic. Do you know about him?
No.
So he's like a 6'5" giant who can get forward and play. And he's had a great season for Lazio. And there's a lot of talk that a deal has already been done for him for 80 million. Which
We had this talk with Atletico guy.
Well, Griezmann.
Griezmann, you know. That was a done deal.
True, but Griezmann's off to Barcelona now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. So that's a done deal, apparently.
Yeah.
And news just in. Which means Dembele might be free from Barcelona as a wide right player, but he just doesn't fit the Mourinho bill. I mean, Mourinho's talking about getting Willian.
From Chelsea?
Yeah.
I think he's a great player.
He's 29. How many years are you getting? The one player I would buy, no doubt from Chelsea.
Hazard?
No. Kante.
Would you?
Yeah. I think we could buy Kante, we could win the league. I think Kante's worth a player and a half.
Wow.
And I think...
They got him from Leicester, didn't they?
Yeah. But, you know, if he's patrolling that in front of that back four, he's great at winning the ball back and releasing people quicker. You know, he's better on the ball than Herrera is. Herrera's passing isn't great. I'd keep Herrera, but, would Herrera make a first 11 choice for me next season? I don't think he should be, based on this year's form, at all. Mm. We need more creativity in our centre-halves, passing the ball quicker into our midfield. The midfield's a massive problem at the minute. I've not seen a United midfield that is so uninspiring for such a long time. Mm. If you watch them on Friday night, the amount of times they just played sideways or played backwards.
They do that a lot, though, don't they?
Yeah, they don't play with any courage, though, Andrew. Mm. Where's the courage to play? Mm. You've got to play forward. They're not doing it.
Yeah.
That is the way...
Are we just going off past United, though, where we were so attacking teams?
Well, that's 30 years. That is our history now.
Yeah.
You know, that's been what it's like for 25 years this week.
Well, the bottom line is Woodward should go. That's the bottom line. Well, get rid of Woodward before anyone.
He's selling too many pot noodles in Thailand.
There you go.
So the Glazers aren't going to get rid of him. Yeah. But he is a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets another managerial signing wrong. You look at the signings that Mourinho made. So Mkhitaryan was a Mourinho signing. Pogba.
Bailey.
Zlatan.
Your mate.
My lovely fellow, lovely Eric Bailly. Yeah. There's four of them. How many have they really worked what you'd expect them to be? Probably not. We know Van Gaal signings haven't really pushed through. We know the players that still had their best seasons this year, apart from Matic, were Ashley Young, De Gea. And Valencia has been very consistent this year.
Mm.
So it's a massive, massive problem for us. Tomorrow, though, we do play West Ham. Any feelings about that one?
Yeah, I'd like to go and punch Moyes.
Well, I think we can sort that out for you.
Head on a stick. Amen, Phil Neville. You should have been paraded around Old Trafford.
Oh, I think Phil can be forgiven.
Heads on sticks. No, they can't.
You can forgive Phil?
No, you can't.
Why not?
Can't forgive Phil. Gary, I can forgive, not Phil. No.
Oh, I saw Gary. Because I was not available Mondays. That's where I've been. I was at the Sky Studios where they do Monday Night Football.
All right.
And three highlights from my 10 weeks every Monday there. One, I stood in the urinal next to Thierry Henry. Had a little chat with him. Lovely.
And I hope so not while you're having a pee.
Bring up Eric Bailly.
Good.
We had a lovely chat. That was good. And I said to him...
Why don't you play for United?
Well, no, I said to him, it was a terrible thing to say. So when I won my fantasy league amongst my mates, which is a big deal, I won it when Thierry Henry had that great season.
Yeah.
And so I thanked him in the urinal for helping me win the fantasy league.
You didn't shake his hand, though.
No, I did, yeah. I did. We'd washed and dried. And I said, I thanked him for winning it. And he said, it was a long time ago. Have a good show. And that was it. Lovely. I think we shared a lovely moment.
That's
He's
good.
Not as tall as you think.
No?
No, not as tall as you think. Then I came outside, and then Gary Neville was in the corner, stood on the phone.
Eating popcorn.
No, all I heard him say was, and I didn't even have to sell the club to him. That's all I heard him say as I walked past.
Fantastic.
Whoever he was talking about.
And then, Salford City, wasn't it?
Well, maybe. And then the following week was the week Carragher got done for the spitting.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I was there the day he got done for the spitting. And the production team said they saw him on the sofa near reception.
Yeah.
Basically with his head in his hands, looking a beaten man. I was sat on the same sofa later that afternoon and saw him leaving, and he was being escorted by security. Or they were probably protecting him from me.
Yeah.
With his suit over his shoulder, looking very pitiful.
Oh, and he emptied his drawer and all that.
He just looked like it was all over for him.
Yeah.
So it was good. I enjoyed seeing that. That was good. That was, so if you missed me, which you probably didn't, I had those little massive miniature football.
Do you think he'll be doing something for Liverpool at the final, old Carra?
Oh, he'll be there, won't he? For Danish TV or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Having a go, Ronaldo, oh, Ronaldo, oh, no, hey, no. Jamie Carragher, or just dropping any Scouse pundit you like.
I know a great story, Jamie Carragher's story.
We got time for it.
It was his 25th birthday, and all his family, or his wife's family, they're all blue noses, they're all toffees.
Oh, yeah, that's because he's a toffee man originally.
He was originally.
Which is wrong, he can't change.
Yeah. So apparently he was having a surprise birthday party in this pub in Wallasey or somewhere. I don't know whether it's Wallasey, I just made that bit up.
And they didn't know that. They'd have gone with that, you know.
Yeah.
They'd just believed you.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, he's downstairs and they've prepared everything upstairs in the dining area.
Oh, nice. In the private room.
The private room upstairs in this boozer. So anyway, it gets to the time and all his mates pile in and they go upstairs and someone nicked his cake.
I'll be honest, I'm a little disappointed with that. I thought that was going to be a bit...
I thought that was beautiful. Someone had let the toffees know and they'd nicked his cake and everything. All went the lot.
I won't do the thing about Scousers nicking stuff, for you're all doing it yourself in your own minds. You don't need me to help you. What's going to happen tomorrow night, though, against West Ham, Andrew?
1-1.
1-1?
Yeah.
Who's scoring?
Moyes, both of them. Andy Carroll, both of them.
We got Patrice Evra. I love this game, Patrice Evra.
We love Patrice.
He'll be good for one mistake for us.
Yeah, he'll hand us over. 2-1 United, Rashford and for them, Patrice Evra.
Well, let's hope United put in more of a performance and stir us with some exciting football and get into a groove before the cup final in 10 days' time against Chelsea. We'll be back next week on the Man United Redcast.
Are we doing the FA Cup final one?
I don't know if I'm doing that one. Yeah. I don't know. Depends if Mike gives us tickets or not.
Well, you know, Tottenham fans.
I mean, it'd be good to have tickets, say we were there, and then do the podcast to have
the only thing is, he's probably got on his tickets the Tottenham end.
They were
that cocksure. Yeah,
there, right.
Again,
well, that's just Tottenham for you. Getting too big for their boots.
And
we will say, we obviously did have a massive scare for all United fans at the weekend with Sir Alex Ferguson being ill. And I think we're all relieved to know that he sounds to be much better and on the mend. And I think, you know, what happened at the weekend really did hit home to us, about those of us who've known him since we were boys to men, and how much he did for us. And it really made us think about all those years and the times and the stature of the man and what he'd given to us. And to know that he's all right and he is out of intensive care, we've learnt this evening, which is fantastic news. And let's hope we can win that cup final for him, because it's the least he deserves, for him to win that cup final and see United play the United way. Thanks for listening to the Man United Redcast. Come on, you Reds.
Come on, you Reds.
This is a Playback Media production. Get all the associated links for this podcast at unitedredcast.com.
This is the Manchester United Redcast. It's back for this season by Ladbrokes.
If you're a large organisation involved in managing, purchasing or making decisions on software licences, you need Livingston. Livingston provides the technology and a large team of experts to help you understand what software is installed on your network, who is using it and whether you purchase the right number of software licences to legally use it. This information can help you make smart business decisions when it comes to renegotiating software licensing agreements with large software publishers like Microsoft, Oracle, IBM and others, and when budgeting for software spend. To reduce the cost and risk of managing your software licenses, speak to Livingston today about our managed services. Over 50 multinationals across the world trust Livingston to manage their software licenses. Visit livingston-tech.com for more information.
What's your thoughts on Fulham? Chances are you don't think about them too much, but nice away day by the river, used to have a Michael Jackson statue, and once did quite well under Roy Hodgson. But that's probably about it, because chances are you're not a Fulham fan. However, if you do know someone that supports Fulham, maybe a mate or a colleague at work, please tell them about the Fulhamish podcast that I host every week, looking at each Fulham game as it comes and goes, with a nice bit of quirkiness and humour along the way too. You can find Fulhamish at fulhamish.co.uk, and we're also available on all podcast platforms, including iTunes, Acast and playbackmedia.co.uk. That's Fulhamish, your weekly independent Fulham FC podcast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.